Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Bonomali Pandit, the 35th branch of the tree, was very celebrated in this world. He saw in the hands of the Lord a golden club and plough. Please repeat after me. Bonomali Pandit, the 35th branch of the tree, was very celebrated in this world. He saw in the hands of the Lord a golden club and plough. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Bonomali Pandit saw Lord Chaitanya in the ecstasy of Balaram. This is described vividly in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antalila, chapter 9. So in this way, this chapter is describing the Chaitanya tree. Of the Chaitanya tree, the trunk is Nityananda Prabhu. And then different branches are different associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the trunk is the main part of the tree, and then from the trunk comes different branches and sub-branches and so forth. So this is how it has been being described, how different associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were actually the branches of that Chaitanya tree, or the tree of devotional service. As it has been described, bhaje nittanandam bhajana torukandam niravadhi. Niravadhi means constantly. I constantly worship the trunk of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tree, or tree of devotional service, that is Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And who is Nityananda Prabhu? Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram. And very mercifully, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed Balaram Pandit, Bonomali Pandit, who is the 35th branch of the Chaitanya tree, that how he is non-different from Balaram. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. All the incarnations are coming from Him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Krishna is not an incarnation. Krishna is the source of all incarnations. That has been established in Srimad Bhagavatam. After describing 22 different incarnations, it has been mentioned that there are innumerable incarnations of the Lord. Avataru hi asankhayo. There are asankhayo, innumerable incarnations of the Lord, avatara. But ete changsha kala pungsha krishnastu bhagavan swayam. All these incarnations are amsas, parts, and kala, parts of the parts. Jai shishi radha gokula nanda ki jai, jai shishi sitaram lakshman hanuman ki jai, jai Shri Shri Gaurnitai ki jai, jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, these are the parts and parts of the parts. Ete changsha kala pungsha. But Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Shri Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes, even the Vaishnavas think that, some other branches of Vaishnavas think that Krishna is an incarnation. They don't understand, they don't recognize that Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, there is nothing wrong to think that Krishna is an incarnation, because Krishna is also the incarnation. It depends from which perspective we are looking. Like when you look at So Krishna as appearing as Jugavatar, then yes, he is an incarnation. But the unique aspect is that in this particular Yuga, Krishna appeared as the Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appeared as the Jugavatar. In other Yugas, the avatars come to establish the Yuga Dharma. There are six types of incarnations of the Lord. Out of them, one is the Jugavatar, who comes to establish the Yuga Dharma, the Dharma of the Yuga. Like Sheta Rakta Tatha Pita Idaning Krishna Tangata. In Satya Yuga, he comes as Sveta, assuming the white complexion. In Treta Yuga, Rakta, red. In Kali Yuga, he comes Pita, assuming molten golden complexion. Idaning, Gargamuni is saying, now that personality has come, assuming his Krishna Varnam, dark complexion. Krishna, blackish. But then again, it's not actually blackish. Prabhupada pointed out that Krishna's complexion is not of this world. So with any material example, we cannot really identify Krishna's complexion. Rupa Goswami described Krishna's complexion as Ujjala Nilamani. It's like bright, brilliant, blue sapphire. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentioned that Krishna's complexion is like a blue aparajita flower. And there is a flower that's available in India which is a dark blue, beautiful color. And that is like, that is Krishna's complexion. So anyway, so these are the Jugavatars. And the Jugavatars are incarnations. They are actually expansions of Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. But this particular Yuga, this particular Kali, Dwapar Yuga was a very special one. Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, comes once in a day of Brahma. And Brahma's day comprises of 1,000 Chatur Yugas. Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, Kali Yuga, and these four yugas combined together is a Divya Yuga or Chatur Yuga. And 1,000 such Divya Yugas make a day of Brahma. And in a day of Brahma, there are 14 Manus. So, 1,000 divided by 14 is about 71. So each Manu's reign is for about 71 Chatur Yugas, each Manu's reign. And there are 14 Manus. The seventh Manu is the Vaivarshata Manu. And the 28th Chatur Yuga, in the 28th Chatur Yuga of Vaivarshata Manu, Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, comes. And this is that Chatur Yuga. Seven Chatur Yuga, this Manvantar, this is the reign of Vaivarshata Manu, and this is the 28th Chatur Yuga, and in the Dwapar Yuga of this Chatur Yuga, towards the end of the Dwapar Yuga, Krishna comes, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he is not an incarnation, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the source of all incarnations. And that has been established in Srimad Bhagavatam. Ete Changsha Kala Pungsha Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Sri Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan, comes in this. And as he withdraws his pastimes from this planet, Kali Yuga begins. Just as Krishna withdraws from this planet, Krishna withdraws his pastimes from this planet, Dwapar Yuga ends, and Kali Yuga begins. Another way it is calculated is that when the reign of Parikshit Maharaj started, then the Kali Yuga began. And it's not actually, practically it's the same time. Krishna left the planet, the news came to Yudhishthir Maharaj, and Yudhishthir Maharaj considered, what's the point in continuing in this planet anymore now that Krishna has left? So Yudhishthir Maharaj decided to leave everything and start walking towards Himalayas, to give up his body. That is called Mahaprasthan, the great departure. The great departure. And he coronated Parikshit Maharaj as the ruler of the planet, and he left home. And then his other four brothers also followed him. Bhim, Arjun, Nakul and Sahadev. And Draupadi also followed. They just kept walking towards Himalayas non-stop, without eating, without drinking, without sleeping, without stopping. Just walked and walked and walked. Draupadi was the first one to fall. Then Sahadev, then Nakul, then Arjun, then Bhim. Bhima actually fell near Badrikashram, Badrinath, high up in the Himalayan mountains. From Hastinapur, from Delhi, it's a long way. And we can see how powerful they were. Without eating, without drinking, they just kept walking, walking, walking. And so anyway, so that is the time when Parikshit Maharaj was coronated as the king of the planet, Kali Yuga began. And so Krishna's pastimes were withdrawn from the planet. Kali Yuga ended, Dwapar Yuga ended, Kali Yuga began. And then, towards the beginning of Kali Yuga, Krishna again came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this has been described in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 3. The purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purpose of Krishna coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Why Krishna came as a devotee? That has been pointed out, that Jathishtha Bihari Krishna kore antardhan, antardhan kori mone kore anuman. After performing his pastimes abundantly, Krishna withdrew his pastimes. Kore antardhan, Krishna disappeared from this planet. But then Krishna considered that I have revealed my Braja Leela. And the original Supreme Personality of Godhead resides in Vrindavan. The original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna's abode, is Vrindavan. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesho Tanay Staddhamo Vrindavanam. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is establishing the identity of the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. He is the son of Nanda Maharaj. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesho Tanay. Not Vasudev and Devaki's son. Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda's son. That is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesho Tanay Staddhamo Vrindavanam. And his dham, his abode, is Vrindavanam. Again, not Krishna of Dwarka, not Krishna of Mathura. Krishna of Vrindavan is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brajesho Tanay Staddhamo Vrindavanam. So that original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the source of all incarnations. So, and Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan is unique. is very special. Like there is a distinct difference between Krishna of Vaikuntha, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead of Vaikuntha, and Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead in Vrindavan. What is the difference? In Vaikuntha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whereas in Vrindavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Vrindavan, Krishna is a cowherd boy. Why? This also has been established very beautifully by the, or explained by the Goswamis, that there are five types of relationships. We notice, we know that there are five kinds of rasas, relation, mellows, basis for relationship. And they are Shanta. Are you listening or you are chanting? Hari Bol. If you are chanting, then chant. Don't, in the class, you can't do, I don't know how you can do two things. Right? It's kind of disturbing. Okay. So, original Supreme Personality of Godhead is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Vrindavan. Why? Because these five mellows, Shanta, Dasya, these two mellows are available in Vaikuntha. And with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Personality, he is naturally worshipped in the mellow of servitorship. He is the Supreme Lord. If he is the Supreme Lord, then who is everyone else? What is everyone else? Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. And everyone else is his servant. Akole Ishwar Krishna are Shab Bhritto. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Ishwar, the Supreme Controller, Supreme Lord and Master. And everyone else is his servant. Ar Shab Bhritto. Now, so Arsha Britta means the relationship with all the devotees are in servitorship. That is what the relationship is in, that is the relationship that is there in Vaikuntha. But there are three other relationships, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhur. Now, how these three relationships can be possibly established with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Friendship. Friendship is among equals. Now how can anyone become equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Parental is between the superior and inferior. How can one become superior to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And conjugal is like a loving relationship between a young boy and a young girl. So how can that kind of relationship be established with the Supreme Personality of Godhead? But the question is that whatever is here must be there, because this is a reflection. So whatever is there in the reflection, we must assume that they are existing in the reality. So then the consideration is that yes, those three relationships are also there. And they are in Vrindavan. That's the difference between Vaikuntha and Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, Krishna is... So these relationships are not possible to be established with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Friendship, normally friendship cannot be established with the Lord. Parental and conjugal. Therefore, in order to enable his devotees to develop these relationships with him, In Vrindavan, Krishna is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is a cowherd boy. One may not become equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but there is no harm, no difficulty establishing friendship with a cowherd boy. There is no difficulty in establishing a relationship, in parental relationship with a cowherd boy. Although it won't be possible with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and similarly conjugal with the Supreme, with the cowherd boy. So the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, therefore, is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he is a cowherd boy. But he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is acting like a cowherd boy. And that is the arrangement of Jogamaya. Like Jogamaya made everybody forget that this Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then another consideration comes in here. The forgetfulness. There are two types of forgetfulness. One kind of forgetfulness is out of ignorance, that we all always experience. Due to ignorance we forget. But there is another kind of forgetfulness. That forgetfulness is out of intense love. Out of intense love, we tend to forget who the personality is, the object of our love. An example in that respect is, the son has become the prime minister. Not that the mother doesn't know that the son has become a prime minister. Not that the mother doesn't know that he is a prime minister. But the mother doesn't treat the son as the prime minister. Why? Because to the mother, he is not the prime minister. To the mother, he is her son. So this is an example of kind of forgetfulness out of love. Out of her intense love for her son, she doesn't treat him like a prime minister, although she knows that he is a prime minister. But to her, because of her love for him, his position as a prime minister is not important. So that is the kind of relationship the devotees of Vrindavan have with Krishna. To them, it's not that Krishna, they don't know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But to them, it doesn't really matter. Their attitude is like, you may be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so what? So out of their love for him, they feel in that way. You may be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but that's not important to us. All that matters to us that you are Krishna, the object of our love. If you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead or if you are not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, doesn't matter. And we see that the gopis are, when Krishna left the Rasa Mandali, the gopis are searching for Krishna. And Krishna, in order to watch the fun, he assumed his forearm form, Narayan form, and stood by the way, by the road. By the way, there was no road actually, it was the middle of the forest. So he stood there on the way. They saw him and simply offered obeisances. Oh Narayan, please bless us that we can find our Krishna. But when Srimati Radharani came, Narayan could not maintain his two extra arms. Krishna could not maintain his two extra arms. They disappeared and he became two-armed Krishna. So here he could not maintain his pretension in front of Srimati Radharani. So anyway, the point is, this is Krishna in Vrindavan. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered that I have revealed my Braja Leela, but how will anyone ever understand this Braja Leela? Because the devotees generally worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead following the rules and regulations in Vaidhi Bhakti. The whole Krishna considered Shakol Jagote More Kore Vidhi Bhakti. Vidhi Bhakti Brojo Prem Paite Nare Shakti. Following the Vaidhi Bhakti, one cannot receive the Braja Prem. Following the rules and regulations, understanding that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, in awe and reverence, following the Vaidhi Bhakti, one will, when he achieves his spiritual perfection, he'll go to Vaikuntha. So how will anyone ever understand, will have access to Vrindavan? Therefore, Krishna decided to come as a devotee to open the access to Vrindavan. So that living entities can have access to Vrindavan. Otherwise Vrindavan was inaccessible. Now there is another way to look at it also. Another thing comes up in this way. Vaidhi Bhakti leads to Vaikuntha. Then what kind of bhakti leads to Vrindavan? Yes. Raganuga bhakti leads to Vrindavan. But there is a problem. Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatra, Bidhing Bina, Oikantiki, Harer Bhaktir, Utpatui, Bakalpati. If devotional service is rendered without following the injunctions of the scriptures like Shruti, Vedas, Smriti, Upanishads, Puran, etc., without following the tenets, teachings of the Shruti, Smriti, Puran, Dharma Shastra, if devotional service is executed, even though it may be oikantiki, sincere, very earnest, it will simply create utpat. Do you know what's the meaning of the word utpat? Disturbance. If devotional service is executed without following the rules and regulations of the scriptures, then it will simply create disturbance. So now we can see that there is a problem. The devotional service must be executed following the rules and regulations of the scriptures. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. Devotional service must be executed following the rules and regulations of the scripture, which means Vaidhi Bhakti. And devotees must execute devotional service following the rules and regulations of the scriptures, otherwise it will simply create a disturbance. So, Vaidhi Bhakti devotional service must be executed following rules and regulations, and by following that we will end up in Vaikuntha. Then how will anyone have ever access to Vrindavan? So now Krishna can solve all problems. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Supreme Problem Solver also. So how did he solve this problem? He came as a devotee. Now when this devotee Krishna is worshipped following the rules and regulations of the scriptures, then one has access to Vrindavan. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead is worshipped following Vaidhi Bhakti, then he ends up in Vaikuntha. When the devotee Supreme Personality of Godhead is worshipped through Vaidhi Bhakti, he has access to Vrindavan. So now the consideration is, that access to Vrindavan is through what kind of bhakti? Raganuga bhakti. What is the definition of Raganuga bhakti? The definition of Raganuga bhakti, rag means love and anuga means following. So there are devotees who had only love for Krishna. They don't have any other consideration but just pure love for Krishna. And they are the residents of Vrindavan. And those devotees are called Ragatmika Bhaktas. The pure loving devotees. And following those devotees, when devotional service is executed, following those Ragatmika Bhaktas, that devotion becomes Raganuga Bhakti. So when a resident of Vrindavan, devotional service is executed following a resident of Vrindavan, that is the Raganuga Bhakti. So now, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? No doubt he is Krishna. But is he just Krishna? Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. He is not playing the role of Krishna as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is actually playing the role of Radharani. So now when you are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are you following? Srimati Radharani. You are following Srimati Radharani. So you see, Vaidhi Bhakti, through Vaidhi Bhakti Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is worshipped. What is that Vaidhi Bhakti? From the Vidhi Bhakti means according to the rules and according to the instructions of the scriptures. So what is the instructions in the scriptures about worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? How? Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam Sangapangastra Parshadam Jaggai Sankirtana Prayair Jajantihi Sumedhasaha. So scriptural injunction of worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is through Jaggai Sankirtana Prayai. So following Sankirtan, through the Sankirtan Jagya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is worshipped. That is the Vaidhi Bhakti. But following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is automatically being transformed into Raganuga Bhakti. And this is how the access to Vrindavan is becoming available. So that is why Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to avail, to enable us to avail this opportunity to enter into Vrindavan. So I mean, we can in this way we just come to the point that how Prabhupada gave us everything. Prabhupada gave us the perfect way to have access to Vrindavan. Like we should never have any doubt that Prabhupada didn't give us everything. Prabhupada gave us everything in the most perfect way. The way to worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is through Sankirtan. Sankirtan Jogge Kare Krishna Aradhan. This Krishna is worshipped through Sankirtan Jagya. And by worshipping this personality, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through Sankirtan Jagya, we will have access to Vrindavan. Because following him will transform our Vaidhi Bhakti, which is Sankirtan Yajna, into Raganuga Bhakti and will enable us to approach Vrindavan. And this also has been very wonderfully demonstrated during the discussion with Ramananda Rai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is discussing with Ramananda Rai. He's coming to the ultimate point. the ultimate point of devotion is worshipping Krishna in the mood of conjugal mellow of Vrindavan. And Ramananda Rai, at that point, he saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna. In place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw Radha Krishna. So by serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Sankirtan Yajna, as when we achieve our perfection, then we will see him as Radha Krishna. Our worshipping of Radha Krishna is actually with the understanding that this is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Prabhupada also, in Mayapur when he established, and also in Calcutta when he established the deities Radha Govinda and Radha Madhav, he actually also placed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with that, to indicate that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anna. So serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the Sankirtan Yajna, eventually we'll see him as none other than Radha and Krishna. And when we see Radha Krishna, where are we? We are in Vrindavan. So this is how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the perfect process, and Srila Prabhupada distributed that simple and perfect process of approaching Radha Krishna in Vrindavan all over the world. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.